When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick Chancellor here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we develop coping strategies, explore the root causes, and make positive life changes. So let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this wonderful journey together. In this episode of the podcast, Holistic Health Coaching for Anxiety, we'll be discussing the benefits of yoga for anxiety and anxiety-challenged people. So we might even go into yoga nidra. We'll talk about Dr. Progis, who studied yoga in India and found that many yoga practices are designed to activate the body's fight, flight, or freeze responses. The purpose of yoga is to train the body to go into something called the immobilization state, but with more awareness and less fear. The ability to go deep within oneself and to feel secure in response to perceived threats is the key to healing and learning the power of the body and the mind. So this once again, this podcast is influenced by the book called How to Do the Work with Dr. Nicole LaPera, a holistic psychologist. So moving on, how to heal our bodies and how to heal our minds. And I'm getting a lot of people saying that I can't sleep. I've got overthinking. I got so much anxiety in my life, and I thought this would be an ideal podcast to go with. And in talking a lot about, you know, practicing yoga and the benefits of yoga. Not sure if you guys have ever tried yoga. It's definitely something that is an interesting practice when you put breath to it. Just want to let you know too, but when you hear this podcast, wherever you are in the world, and if you want a sample of breath work, also available as a gift to you after reading this, hearing this podcast, I will send the link to this particular on the description of this podcast. You're most entitled to view a Zoom movie as a gift for actually listening to this and for joining me to this podcast. I remember a while back now when I did yoga. I was dancing, I was very fit, did a lot of breath work. I was in the spiritual scene in the community, and I was trying all sorts of things to eliminate my anxiety, and I did try, everyone's talking about yoga breath, yoga fire, and reasons for yoga. And so I joined a few classes, and it was wonderful because during our COVID times, where everyone was homebound for 2 years or so, there was so much time to practice. And I'm thinking right now I should be doing that again, joining a group, getting out of my comfort zone and really stretching out my body. and muscles. Now, I know it was painful. I know there was some pain. And this is what we're going to talk about. To get over our pain, to get to learn to resilience of the pain of practicing yoga. It's not easy. You can start small. We don't have to get to be professional straight away. It takes many, many years to not to scare you, not to give you the fear of not doing it, but it takes many years to practice yoga and the proper way to get the real benefits out of it. So, in the book, the How to Do the Work, Dr. Porges was mentioned many times in the book. Once again, he studied in India. And he studied all different types of practices for yoga. And the one thing that, you know, he said he activates the body flight freeze or freeze responses. So let's go get some more awareness on that. So practicing yoga helps the vagus nerve. We'll talk about the vagus nerve again. It's so important to know about the vagus nerve. And learn how to control stress and responses and return to a state of calmness and safety. To recover, increase, and also recovery and increase resilience to pain and staying with the pain and not fearing it, not moving away from it is the key. In the study of people who had been practicing yoga, they said in the books that for 6 years or more were able to withstand ice water baths or ice water for twice as long as those who had never practiced yoga. So more yogi people can actually handle and create a resistance to the fear or, you know, the pain. So if we seduce ourselves, induce ourselves to a certain amount of pain, but not moving away from it, not getting distracted, you know, from it. Instead of getting distracted from the pain, the yoga practitioners leaned into the sensation and found ways to focus on the channeling the pain as a resilient exercise. So I remember a while back I was suffering some serious pain issues with teeth. I had some teething problems as you get on, you know, and and I was taking medication, painkillers, but one thing that changed for me, before even taking painkillers, I tested myself how much I can resist the pain, how I can actually be in the pain and not pushing it away, rather like embracing the pain. I know it's a hard concept for some of us to understand that, but it was an experience. Might sound silly to say, how long can I withstand the pain? Just like, soldiers soldiers who are trained to go to fight and not surrender, but be in pain, be in the fear of being killed in the war in the field. And becoming that resilience and overcoming that with acknowledging and accepting the consequences and also the traumas that come up with being in the field of war. So they have to get through rigorous tests and rigorous training, you know, holding their breath underwater and developing resilience, sustain underwater, and many, many, many types of practices to become a refined soldier. Okay, so we have to kind of be like soldiers in a way. So let's go back to what is the purpose of yoga in relation to the body's fight and flight or freeze response. Now, the purpose of yoga in relation to the body's fight, flight or freeze response is to train the body to go into this something called the immobilization state. I'll repeat that again. Something called the immobilization state. But with more awareness and less fear. Through yoga practices, individuals learn how to activate these stresses. We'll talk about a little bit what actually immobilization state means, but it is like saying that we can come into a point where we can get so stressed out, full of anxiety, then ability to take the level where we can stay calm after extreme trauma. Like, well, like in the animal kingdom, someone can actually fake their death, and they don't resist and anymore, and they get to a point where the whole body shuts down and goes into relaxation mode, in kind of ways. So, however, through yoga practices, we can learn how to activate these stress responses in controlled manners and explore them with safe environment. So I think for us in anxiety, we need to be able to be able to control that, to be able to explore this and be okay with it. I think the key word is to be okay with it. And by doing so, we can develop a deeper understanding of our bodies and reactions to stress and learn to regulate and manage our responses more effectively. I think the ultimate goal to become more resilient and able to bounce back from stressful situations more readily, which leading into a state of calmness and safety. So getting traumatized through anxiety, overthinking, and then able to switch off and bounce back into calmness, into this immobilized state, a calm state. So we can train our bodies to go into immobilization states with more awareness and less fear of through the practice of yoga. We can train our bodies to go into immobilization states with more awareness and less fear through yoga practice by following easy steps like these. Let's look at some of the easy steps now. Breath awareness. Yoga emphasizes the connection and breath between breath and body. By focusing on deep, slow, and controlled breathing, we can activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps to counteract the fight, flight, or freeze response. Practicing pranayama breath exercises, such as deep belly breathing, also known for somatic breath, alternate nostril breathing, we can do that, and extended exhale, inhale, or even holding the breath to something called the death breath, to a point where we cannot breathe anymore and exhaling slowly, has a lot of benefits. And this is why we train ourselves, just like I mentioned the Navy SEALs would go into training into pools and staying holding their breath and building that resilience to breathing. They can hold longer, and they need to do that, and sometimes they need to stay under water to stay if they feel threatened of being caught or something like that. So yeah, there's a lot of training involved. We can train our bodies, and so this is the whole idea, to be able to train ourselves to, when we do get anxiety, to be able to counteract our anxieties. By the way, this is where my gift comes in. All you guys have to say is put down yoga breath in the messages, send me on email, me wherever you get this message, in Facebook group, send it on the messenger, yoga breath, and I'll send you the link towards a nice exercise, a Zoom recording I've done a while back, and demonstrating the alternative breathing, nostril breathing, extended breath. There's about four or five different styles of breathing. If you want it, you're most welcome to have that. There will be, you'll need a password and the link to join and look and view. So yes, I'm happy to do that for you. Yeah, so please do, and acquaint yourself with the power of breath work and yoga. So we'll go on to also mindfulness and meditation. Yoga practices often include mindfulness and meditation techniques. By observing and accepting the present moment without judgment, we can develop a greater awareness of our bodies and sensations. I think a lot of people here, all thoughts and let me, I'll go and finish thoughts and emotions, allowing us to recognize when we are entering a stress response and consciously choose how to respond. And that's it there. So a lot of us, we can use mindful meditation. Mindfulness meditation is to practice the idea not to be in general, not to wrestle with our thoughts, but learn to float with them. And judge, not to judge them, be more like the observer. We practice being the observer of our sensations, of our bodies. And again, allowing us to just release those sensations, not be part of the sensations. Not, you know, we have the power and the conscious, the mind of creation. Mind's a computer, and it just knows what to do, when you tell it to give an intention to do something. And knowing that, we can practice mindfulness yoga and yoga breath also in combination, we can actually learn to not, you know, to respond rather to react or join that particular and be judgmental. And yeah, a lot of folks are saying, I can't sleep. I haven't slept for weeks. I don't know what to do. My thoughts are running me wild. And yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, I'm doing some of these exercises. But what's really, really more important is to get to talk to someone about and someone to witness you on your core reasons. The core reasons why you have anxiety. Deep down somewhere there in our subconscious are locked reasons, and the moment we unlock those reasons, or if your perceived reasons that are self-sabotaging and in creating this anxiety, is the moment you will get more free of the mind. So we also move into asanas, yoga poses. Now, I'm not a yogic. I'm just kind of reading some stuff here, but it's nice to have some information. The whole idea is to practice yoga. So there's hopefully I'll have a yoga teacher sooner or later, kind of complementing this particular podcast, where we could get firsthand question answers and just enjoy the value of practicing yoga and being immersed in yoga and knowledge. What we say, knowledge equals control. Once we have some knowledge here, even this understanding about yoga, knowledge gives us a little bit more control, even though we don't have full control, which also leads to anxiety, but also gives us a responsibility, our responsibility to do something about even taking on, encouraging you to actually take on yoga nearest community centers. They're not that expensive. You might look at $20 or a session for about an hour and a half in your local space. Facebook's full of yogic teachers out there waiting for you just to take this part on. And once again, you start slowly, not to harm yourselves. Be gentle on ourselves and gradually just learn. It's a nice way to change environments from just being doing the same thing. So let's go back to asana yoga poses. Help us. They can help release tension, activate body relaxations and responses. Gentle grounding poses such as the child pose, forward folds and restorative poses can help calm the nervous system and reduce fear and anxiety. Holding these poses for longer durations and focusing on the physical sensation can promote the sense of safety and relaxation. Let's go and talk about the yoga nidra. Yoga nidra, also known as a yogic sleep, is simply a guided relaxation technique that helps induce a deep state of relaxation while maintaining awareness and following the instructions and imagery provided during yoga nidra. We can consciously enter a state of relaxation, allowing the body to experience the sense of safety and calmness with a lot of practice. So the whole idea is to calm our nervous system, and through yoga we're able to activate the vagus nerve, all right, through breath and exercises and movement is the way we do that. Again, coming back to calmness and the ability to immobilize our thoughts, our actions, our continuing empowered thoughts and reasonings, rather than reacting to things. But if we can learn through, you know, to immobilize all that through these techniques of yoga, how wonderful will that be? So we can also look at self-reflections and self-care. Yoga practice encourages self-reflection, self-care. We get to explore our personal triggers, fears, past experiences, individuals. Sometimes keeping a pen next to you when we're doing this kind of poses and exercises and breathing, sometimes things come up. Things come up with us, but we are too busy ignoring them. So maybe we should keep a pen and paper near us and write what comes up as we follow through on the exercises and create this self-awareness. It helps us, again, to cope and immobilize states more effectively and practice these immobilization states. So let's look at what is Yoga Nidra once again, and how does it help induce a deep state of relaxation while maintaining our awareness? Well, Yoga Nidra is a powerful relaxation technique, originated from the ancient practice of yoga. It is often referred to as yogic sleep because it induces a state of deep relaxation that is similar to sleep, while the practitioner remains fully aware and conscious. So it's like saying we're actually, induced into a sleep. Like we're through meditation, like ninja meditation for sleep. It is a guided meditation where we follow, we are given in instruction, and then we, with our own intention, just focus on certain parts of our body and basically go into a deeper relaxation mode. At the same time, being aware, and it's so rejuvenating, and it's so I do that quite frequently. And when I was, when I had a course that I was providing, and on sleep and meditation and relaxation, we used to provide this with breath work. Once again, the video is available again for anyone that wants to. All you have to write is yoga breath in that nature, and it'll be provided. We can make contact that way. During Yoga Nidra sessions, the practitioner lies down in a comfortable position. We lie down in a comfortable position, typically in a savasana, kind of a corpse position. The instructor, the yogic instructor, then guides the practitioner as you through a series of verbal instructions and imagery, leading them into a state of deep relaxation. Heightened awareness, might have to just focus on our breaths and inhale through the stomach in that nature, exhale, feeling the breath, and as we breathe into the nose, focusing on the tip of our nose, feeling the breath, the inhalation through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, feeling the sensation, the temperature of the breath, something like that in nature. And also then moving into different parts of our bodies. And whereas we're not distracted, we're distracting ourselves from any anxieties or even learning to create a neural path to relaxation. The Yoga Nidra works by systematically relaxing the body, the mind, allowing us to access the subconscious. This is where the note-taking can come in, and also the unconscious, subconscious, and the unconscious layers of the mind. It's pretty deep, the three levels. There's conscious, there's this subconscious, and the unconscious. And it involves various stages of components, including like setting and intention setting. And we can begin by setting an intention for the practice. It's all about intention. And sometimes we coming back to intention, sometimes we actually don't set our own intentions, which is not good, right? We've got to be always able to set our own intentions and set our own agendas, not allowing the universe, our thoughts, our minds, our repetitive patterns to create intentions for us, which lead us down that different rabbit holes and cause anxiety. Which can be a very specific goal of our intention, or simply the desire just to relax and release the tension. Now, body awareness is also another one. The instructor guides the individual practitioner to attention to different parts of the body, as mentioned earlier, systematically relaxing each part. You might be asked to, focus on your right toe, focus on your attention to your pinky on left, smallest toe. Now this kind of helps to release the physical tensions and promotes a sense of deep relaxation. And then we have this breath work awareness. The practitioner guides breath works. The practitioner is then you are guided to become aware of your breath, as mentioned earlier. Inhale and breathe, and always you can be there observing the nature of the rhythm and the flow and the movements of your stomach and the chest movements, and just being there for that. We can give ourselves a few moments and time and be there in an hour of breath. This this cultivates a sense of calm and relaxation. Then we move on to sensory awareness. The instructor directs the practitioner to attend to various sensory experiences such as sound, listen to things, the sensation, but even with the grounding exercises are what do you smell, what can you hear, what can you taste. All the sensations, we can go right through it, which allows again for us to learn that there's more to go into the inner work. You know, there's not always about the external thoughts of and being activated on anxiety. Then you can learn to observe your experiences without judgments or attachments. And here's the key: do not judge, do not attach. It's not easy, but it takes time. But it allows us to cultivate a state of detached awareness. And this is what yoga nidra and breath does for us. Once again, it allows us to cultivate a state of detached awareness. We can also go into visualization and imagery. You will be guided through a visualization and imagery, which can include like positive affirmations, soothing landscapes, symbolic, you know, representations. These visualizations can help create a kind of sense of safety and peace and healing. The one I regularly use, taking a breath. Exhale. When my mind is relaxed, my body is calm. Take in breath. Exhale. When my mind is relaxed, my body is calm. And a simple mantra like that exercise in that time, you know, in focusing on that, repeating that as affirmation of the mantras, you can actually again create a wonderful neural path to learn to relax and detach from certain awarenesses. Integration and closing towards the end of the practice. It's always good to, you know, share your experiences. You'll be, you know, gradually brings your awareness back to the present moment and gently moving your body and reconnecting with the surrounding spaces and feeling and getting earthed, touching earth. The practice is concluded with a moment of gratitude and reflection. And thank you for this, you know, for the practice. And even just to be, I thank you even for listening to this podcast. That you arrive to, yeah, so something like that. So yeah, it's all that. So yoga nidra is a wonderful practice that it helps induce a deep state of relaxation while maintaining awareness by bypassing the conscious mind and assessing the subconscious mind. I love that. So let's read that again. The yoga nidra will help you induce a deep state of relaxation while maintaining awareness of your surroundings and by bypassing the conscious mind and accessing the subconscious and unconscious layers of the mind. And that's where the gold is, be able to understand that and practice that. And by entering the states of deep relaxation, you as a practitioner will experience a range of benefits, which include reduced stress, improved sleep, enhanced self-awareness, increased creativity, and a greater sense of overall well-being. And this is one of the ways we can say goodbye to anxiety, right? So, yeah, that's cool. I can vouch for that type of practice. I've been practicing mindfulness and breathing. I've got a lot of meditation and mindfulness Facebook groups that I do with, and a lot of also got another Facebook group called The Retreats, and on Facebook, and there's a lot of available retreats for people, offers, facilitators, and a yoga practitioners, breath, and conscious awareness workers out there, spiritual conscious workers out there, bringing light to us, and the light and And many ways to stay away from anxiety. Cool. And this is one of the, ways. So go to a nearest retreat that offers yoga, breath work. Get immersed into it. Get into a practice. It's time to come out of this anxiety. So here we go. We can look at, let's look at some questions of activation of the vagus nerve, as mentioned earlier. It's so important. Body movement and vagus nerve activation. Let's talk about that. Body movement through yoga can directly activate the vagus nerve and a key component of parasympathetic nervous system. And this nerve plays a crucial role in promoting relaxation, reducing stress, and improving the overall being. Another thing we can look at, how does yoga activate the vagus nerve? Well, yoga postures and movements stimulate the vagus nerve through deep diaphragmatic breathing, through stomach breathing, gentle stretches, and specific poses that target the neck area, the throat area. And this activates, remember it's around here, this activates, helps to, activation helps like to initiate the body's relaxation responses and promotes sense of calm and tranquility. So what are the benefits of vagus nerve activation through yoga? When we activate the nerve through yoga, it can lead to a wide range of benefits, including like reduced anxiety. And this is what this podcast is all about, reduced anxiety, and stress level, reduction of stress levels, improved digestions, the tummy, right? Everything we mentioned many, many, few podcasts again, you know, it's all about healing the gut. And through breath work, this is possible. It helps us with our digestion. It's second brain, you know, with the nerve systems around the stomach. It's the second brain, so we should look after our stomach and help us with digestion. Enhanced mood, emotional regulations, better sleep quality, right? As I mentioned, a lot of people are suffering from sleep deprivation and increased overall resilience to stress. So when we get stressed out, we can go into some breathing exercise. Once again, that video is available for you to learn the five different ways of breathing to get rid of stress and anxiety. It's available. Once again, just write the words and send me a message or wherever you find this, on Facebook or other platforms. Just
just
get in touch with me and I'll send you the link. Can anyone practice yoga for vagus nerve activation? Of course, yoga can be practiced by people of all ages and fitness levels. However, it's important to start slowly and listen to your body, especially if you have any pre-existing medical conditions. It's always a good idea to consult a qualified doctor, instructor, healthcare professionals, and starting a new yoga practice. Yes, I have to admit that I did yoga one time a little bit too much. I immersed myself into it. I wanted to experience it. I stretched certain parts of my muscles around the stomach area, and I did feel a little bit ill. I think I activated something in my stomach that it didn't. Something went wrong there. In my exercises, but because I did it too soon, too quick, and it takes a lot of practice. But let's start slowly, not like I did, where I actually injured myself and I caused some sort of imbalance in my stomach area. So just start slowly, breathing in slow. This is a slow practice if you want to get into the yoga, the benefits for anxiety. Another question, which yoga poses are effective for vagus nerve activation? The particular ones could be like, include gentle back bends, like the bridge pose, inversions like the downward facing dog, like the fish pose, the shoulder stands, as well as a deep breath. Exercise like alternate nostril breathing, as mentioned earlier, and and something mentions here is a J-Yi breath is incorporated with these poses in yoga practice, can help stimulate and activate the vagus nerve. So I would definitely want to know more about the Ujjayi breath from maybe in a future podcast with a practitioner of a yoga practitioner, more like a yoga facilitator, a coach or an instructor. So if anyone's hearing this and you want to kind of reach out, by all means, please reach out, and I'd definitely like to have a podcast because I think there's a lot of value here in yoga practice. And yes, anyone hears this podcast who's a yoga teacher, instructor, coach, please reach out to me, and we can maybe put a podcast segment together and just create more awareness for folks that are actually in anxiety. So are there any other ways to activate the vagus nerve apart from yoga? Yeah, there are activities that can help activate the vagus nerve, such as deep breathing exercises and meditation, humming or chanting, like singing, chanting, cold exposure, like cold water showers, ice bathing, cold water immersion, like ice baths, and certain types of body work, like acupuncture, massage therapy. These activities can also promote relaxation, activating the vagus nerve, calming effects. So what is once again, let's, before we end the podcast, it's so important, the last bit here, to especially for people who've got anxiety a challenge. This will be probably a little course, a module that I'll be talking about in one of my training courses, and it's the power to immobilize, the immobilized state. All right, we need to be able to do this and to understand it, to create the awareness so we can have some control, and so we can be responsible for our own, you know, eliminating our anxiety. It's all about our own responsibility. So let's look at that. The immobilization state, known as a freeze response or the tonic immobility, is a survival mechanism observed in both animals and humans. It is a natural response to perceived threats of danger. In a state, the body enters a state of temporary paralysis or freeze mode, where it becomes still and unresponsive. This response is believed to be like an evolutionary adaptation to protect oneself from predators or harm when fight or flight responses are not possible or successful. During the immobilization state, the body's sympathetic nervous system responses for the fight or flight response is suppressed, and the parasympathetic nervous system response for rest and digest becomes dominant. This can result in a decreased heart rate, a lowered blood pressure, reduced muscle activity. While immobilization state can be an effective survival strategy in certain situations, prolonged or chronic immobilization can have a negative effect, and I'll say that again, it can have a negative effect on physical and mental health. It can lead to feeling of hopelessness, disassociation from reality, even contribute to the development of conditions like the post-traumatic stress disorder. When we freeze, we seem to also collect a lot of information. Normally when we freeze, it's also a pain thing. When we witness or any traumatic experiences, like we tend to block the pain, but we go into this numb state, this immobilized state. And this is where our subconscious and conscious levels start to interplay and create layers of anxiety. So whatever's there, it needs to be unlocked. And that's why sometimes, of course, the core root of the reason why we're having PTSD or trauma or a certain anxiety is because we have a locked unresolved traumas in us. And it's creating this disorder. So understanding and addressing the immobilization response is important in trauma therapy, stress management techniques such as mindfulness, ground exercise, and body-centered approaches. Like somatic experiencing can also help individual regulate their nervous system and safety, release the immobilization responses. So I just want to quickly end also now with some of the significant contributions made by Dr. Stephen DePoggis. Dr. Stephen Porges made several significant contributions in the field of psychology and neuroscience and psychiatry. And let's go just run a few. He mentioned the polyvagal theory. It was a revolutionary understanding of autonomic nervous system, behavior, social engagement, and stress. And he moved into social engagement system, the important social engagement system known as the ventral vagal complex. He also moved into, is known for also understanding the trauma, contributed to understanding of the psychological and physiological effects of trauma on our bodies. He also went into clinical applications. Lots of research done on developing of interventions and therapies aimed at regulating the autonomic systems in our bodies. We also went into physiology of emotions. Lots of research there and exploring how the autonomic nervous system influences the emotional experiences and expressions in us, and how it interplays with physiological processes and emotional responses. And now we're going back to our recording. Look at physiology of emotions. Dr. Porges has conducted extensive research on neurophysiology of emotions, exploring how the autonomic nervous system influences the emotional experiences and expressions. We look on to interpersonal neurobiology. Work has contributed to the field of interpersonal and neurobiology, which examines how relationship and social interactions shape the development and functioning of the brain. The research has highlighted the critical role for social engagement in healthy development and overall well-being. Dr. Stephen Porges has contribution that had a profound impact on our understanding of the autonomic nervous system, social behavior, trauma, clinical practice. His research continues to shape the way we approach mental health, interpersonal relationship, and treatment of psychological disorders. And once again, folks, we come to our end of our podcast. So good to have you here, and I do offer you an invitation to a free Zoom recording that I've recorded for different types of breath exercises, and which help us to ease and immobilize our anxiety. So anxieties, and especially if we're lacking or deprived of sleep, it's time to just get off that treadmill of heavy thoughts and rumination, and so hopefully this has helped somebody out there, and welcome to those newbies that and staying to the end of this, and it's available to you, and just write a few words. I'm interested in a Zoom recording. Anxiety recording, and just put the word yoga nidra. I'll know that you're interested in recording, and happy to help there. So, if you feel like this has helped you, and it's helped someone of your family members or anyone that you know is suffering from anxiety, and you'd like to subscribe to our channel, wherever you find it, subscribe to our Spotify our group, and it'd be really cool, and just pass us on, and say hello, and make some create a message. Tell me what you think about it, and if you have any other experiences that you'd like to share about yoga nidra. And once again, I do offer an invite to all the yoga teachers out there, instructors and coaches and breath workers who practice yoga nidra to relieve anxiety and to learn to immobilize our emotions or thoughts, and so we can come to a nice, happier state. All right, it's Nick here from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, wishing you a wonderful day, and let's just go with ease. Bye for now. Until our next podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.